Martin Heidegger claimed that idle talk is something that anyone can take up, which releases one from the task of genuinely understanding. He wrote of public disclosedness of being with one another, where the loudest idle talk and the most ingenious curiosity keeps things moving. Where, in an everyday manner, everything and at bottom nothing is happening. We have a different view. We believe that the only way to reach the truth is by talking. Like a man panning for gold in a dung heap, in amongst the blither blather, bad puns and nonsense, one might find a single grain of truth. This is Idle Talk. Open your mind and then your mouth.
Good evening, this is Idle Talk. My name is Rodders. Tonight we're talking Facebook. Each month, Facebook users share a whopping 30 billion pieces of content a month in videos, status updates, and photographs, and of course, pictures of pets. Most people have on average upwards of 100 Facebook friends, and we get to learn about each other's lives, we broaden our horizons, we share information, we get to know each other and keep in touch. What could go wrong, what, right? Envy. That is a problem. Apparently, Facebook is making people miserable. We sit there and we passively consume thousands and thousands of pieces of social information from our friends, including, you know, holiday snaps, and we become overwhelmed by other people's lives, and it makes people very, very jealous. So my question tonight, we'll start with a question. Does Facebook make you jealous? Does Facebook make people irritable and unhappy? Is it bad for you? Is it a social cancer which is destroying our very society? It has completely altered the way we operate, the way we think, the way we live. It has become a compulsive addiction. There is not an hour that goes by where I am not on my phone checking my Facebook. When was the last time somebody said anything important to me on Facebook? Never. Yet I am compulsively, I find myself just on the damn site when I don't even need to be. Like, I'm meant to be doing something constructive, and all of a sudden, it's like, you know, how some people, you know how you might scratch your nose without realising? You know, people are going on Facebook like that. So that is what we're posing tonight. We are sort of, this is meant to be a philosophy show, but we've kind of gone into the world of technology and sociology. You won't find anything directly Facebook related from, say, Plato, because let's just face it, they didn't have 3G back then, so they could only go on Facebook in libraries, and libraries were for the rich and powerful in Athens, I believe. I made that bit up. I don't know anything about the way Athens worked. So tonight I just want you to answer the question. There's no right or wrong. This is a good show tonight if you've never listened before, because this is all just opinion based. You can't really be wrong unless you say something that's logically inconsistent, like, oh well, I think Facebook is to blame for the crops failing, you know, something like that. I mean, if you can back it up, then go for it. But simply answer the question: does Facebook make you jealous, or people in general jealous, and is it bad for our mental health? Get in touch tonight. There are various ways you can do that. Go to oneradio.org/S. Get in the chat box. There's a whole load of people debating already. You can tweet me at Rodders, RHODDERS. But the best way of all, I'm about to open the Skype lines. I'd like people to call in more. I get fed up of reading things, to be brutally honest. I do enough reading of Facebook statuses. I don't want to read more stuff in the chat box. You can add me on Skype. My Skype name is Rodders.com. RHODDERS.com. Don't worry about waiting for a convenient point to call. Call at any point and you will get on the show pronto. And I want to hear your views. In the co-host corner tonight, in Plato's cave, standing under or sitting under one of Plato's favourite stalagmites, because they hold on mighty tight there on the ceiling, is Nicola. Hello, freelance illustrator.
Hey, quiet. Yeah. Can't really hear myself.
Good.
Okay.
So,
I know where I stand now.
Facebook addict, or at least avid Facebook user. I'm not sure where
use, I know I am an addict,
turns into abuse. You're doing lines of Facebook off the kitchen floor this morning, I'm sure. What do you think? Answer the question, Nicola. Facebook makes mm-hmm. you jealous, unhappy, and irritable.
Absolutely. All of those three and nothing else. Nothing positive.
Really?
Ever, I don't think. No, it's terrible. I hate it.
Really? Oh my God. Are you playing devil's advocate?
No, genuinely.
You hate it so
every
much.
Time I see that little blue bar, I think, no, that sounds wrong. I'm talking about Facebook here. Every time I see that logo, I think, what am I doing? I just hate myself. I literally feel self-loathing at wasting so much time.
What would you do instead, though? Because, you know, people...
I don't know.
People,
well,
you know, in Victorian times, people would gaze out the window and daydream. Like, I think...
In Victorian times, they used to strap fleas to wagons and make them drag them around.
Oh, God.
Have you got that?
Of course I haven't. But
go on, find it. No. We'll just sit in silence while you find that, even though I've just said it exactly the same as it is.
Yeah.
Come on. Winning. Not that one.
I honestly can't find it. Hang on. Fleas.
No, I don't know. I don't know what I'd be doing otherwise. Probably something else, like... People procrastinate, that's natural, so I guess I'd be doing something.
There we go.
In Victorian times, they strapped fleas to small wagons and made them push them along.
There we go, that was worth it.
Without Facebook, what would we do instead? That's the thing I want
to know. I don't know, I think maybe I would be working.
I don't think you would.
I don't think I would.
Because, like, the way when you go to Facebook, I think it's like a natural break where you're going to get distracted anyway. Like, maybe you'd do.
Maybe.
You know, people used to doodle in the old days. I remember doodling.
That is work for me, though.
Yeah, but I was never commissioned.
Remember doodling? That's my job.
Yeah, freelance doodler extraordinaire. If you want to commission a doodle off Nicola, I'm sure her rates are competitive. She's a special offer on Stickman at the moment.
That's almost worse than people calling them cartoons.
Oh, God.
Stop playing with my levels. What are you doing?
Get over yourself. having technical issues tonight, mainly Nicola. I don't know why we bother. I'm just going to unplug
I know you have issues with me when I'm talking, because I just see you dithering around with those things all the time. Like, oh, she's talking quietly now. Oh, no, she's suddenly got really loud. Just turn her down a bit.
So what do you think about this then? Add me on Skype. My name is Rodders, RHODERS.com is a Skype name you need. Steve writes in, Steve said, blaming Facebook for people's own faults is like blaming violence on television. It's just an excuse. So you think the problems are there. These feelings of envy we feel.
Yeah, I totally agree.
So basically, is Facebook just sort of a symptom of the human condition?
Yeah, I think it was only natural that I think Facebook would come out, because you had the internet and people socialise, and it's just a way of putting that on a internet platform.
It's all gone a bit mad now, though, isn't it? It's all... It's so vast.
It just magnifies things that would have been an issue anyway.
It exacerbates the human condition. We'll go on to that more in a minute. More of your comments coming through. Keep them coming. oneradio.org/S. And if you are listening via the podcast, email me, radio@rodders.com. And if you get enough of these, we'll read them out on the next edition of Idle Talk. So, SB says, there are some users specifically who post a lot of
humble brag updates.
I just banished those to the newsfeed. Yeah, that's a good way of doing it.
That's all Facebook is. It's just a platform on which you can boast and make yourself out to be really great. Post pictures of yourself that only look nice. Yeah. And...
Well,
you'd be an idiot
to put up horrible photos.
Yeah, and don't write horrible things about yourself. Just write nice things and you look like a great person.
But the trouble is, if you write bad negative things about that, you just look like even more of an attention seeker. Steve says, we are not obliged to keep friends on Facebook if we don't like those posts. Yeah, I think we forget that. I have so many people on my Facebook that I actually loathe, and I don't know why I'm not deleting them.
People that I only loathe, that I've never liked, people I've never even known or spoken to, I only loathe them, but I still keep them.
So, we're not just going to sort of give our own opinions. We have been doing a bit of reading. The reading for tonight's show was a paper entitled...
Envy on Facebook, A Hidden Threat to User's Life. By Hannah Krasnova, Helena Venninger, Thomas Vijaya, and Peter Buxman.
So, yeah, there is...
I'm not laughing at the German
names. This is all actually... Like, it may seem silly talking about Facebook, and it all may seem just, oh, what a trendy thing to do, some 20-something people going on the internet and talking about Facebook. But this is sort of... It's a social phenomena. It's a symptom of the human condition. And this is sort of cutting edge. I guess it's psychology, sociology, information technology. It's something kind of new that's never really been written about, yet has a profound effect on our everyday life. And that's what philosophy should be doing. It should be examining the everyday, which we just don't really think about in any sort of close detail. Keep your comments coming in. If you'd like to get in touch via Skype, my Skype name is rodders.com, RHODDERS. This is Idle Talk. Tonight's topic is Facebook and envy.
Having a rave in Plato's cave.
This is Idle Talk. My name is Rodders. Tonight we are live on oneradio.org discussing Facebook and envy. One of the unfortunate consequences of social networking is, well, it makes people very unhappy and is bad for their mental health, is one theory. We've read a rather interesting paper called Envy on Facebook, A Hidden Threat to Users' Life Satisfaction. Now, essentially, the theory goes as follows. People are sitting there day after day simply looking and passive, what's called passively browsing, where you just sit there, and we've all done it, we all do it. Some people do it more than others.
I do it 24/7.
I do it a lot, I do admit.
It's so bad. It's like, gets to the point where I just open weird. Up my internet browser and just click on Facebook without even thinking.
Yeah, like, that's what I was saying. Yeah, it's like scratching your nose.
It's
you sort of
terrible.
Do it, without thinking. It is very, very
and then
weird.
Just scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll until you see something you recognise and then you're like, I've been here before.
Yeah, I know, isn't it? It's, the thing is, like, sometimes I think, if I'm bored of Facebook, though, I think, well, I just need to get some more interesting friends.
Maybe it's not all, Facebook it's, you're bored of. Maybe it's the people.
Exactly, because it's all user-generated content, isn't mm-hmm. it? It's not actually, you know, if Facebook's boring, then it's your friends are not publishing decent enough content. You know, they're not producing good enough videos and writing witty enough statuses.
They're not making you jealous enough of their lives.
Yeah, only be friends with professional filmmakers and scriptwriters, because then they, you know, hopefully the statuses would be of sufficient quality. But you know, this thing called social browsing. Basically, people sit there, they passively follow others on Facebook. Sure, it can broaden your horizons and help you feel a sense of connectedness. However, there's been a survey conducted, and this sort of constant passive following may lead to feelings of exhaustion, annoyance, irritability, and overload. Essentially, I am sitting here, it's raining outside, I'm on my own in my bedroom, and I'm just seeing picture after picture. Oh, Dan's been on a skiing holiday. Oh, Chloe's just had her hair done. Oh, Chloe's been to a nightclub and looks like she had a great evening. I'm sitting there seeing image after image of people having a brilliant time. And what am I doing? I'm sitting in this bedroom. Life's not getting any better. Why is everyone having fun? Why am I so lonely? That is essentially what people do on Facebook. They sit there and they see, and it feels like, because it skews everyone's perception, because I only put fun things. Like, I never put a photo of me just working. You won't see me.
You're not going to put a photo of you sitting in your rain soaked room. Well, in your room.
Rain soaked room.
In your room with the rain outside.
Yeah, I will only put up things of note. It's like the news will never report that there was a perfectly average day. They report the extraordinary. Likewise, we do self-journalism. We only report things of note. You know, if you're bored, you're not going to... Well, people do. People do, funny to say, I'm really bored
now. Here's my spaghetti.
People try and... we'll come on to that, make a note of that. We'll talk about why people just seem to want to document everything.
Give me a pen.
So... But people sit there and they just consume, and it feels like, because maybe you haven't posted a decent picture or haven't been on holiday for a couple of months, it seems like the average... Let's just talk about holiday photos. Let's isolate this to holiday photos.
This is you.
Everyone goes on holiday once a year. You've done your holiday. It's a while ago, and it's ages till you even think about booking the next one. You have 100 friends on Facebook. All of your sort of age, all of your sort of, they're your peers, they're about as wealthy as you, let's just say. So the odds are a lot of them will have come back from holidays and will be uploading photos. So it suddenly seems like the whole world is having fun and on holiday apart from you. And this leads to jealousy.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I ever see people's travel photos and think, according to this survey, seeing people's holiday photos and things is the main cause of envy.
Okay, so let's go through some of the causes of... Let's start at the least significant. What are the main... Because there was a survey, various complicated questions were asked. We're not going to go into the metrics of how the survey worked and the mechanics of that, because it's interesting if you want to know how to do valid data and all that lot, but we haven't got time tonight. So essentially, people were asked various things like, how do you feel after you used Facebook? Hence, they, you know, some said they were exhausted or annoyed or... jealous. And then what's the question posed here? It's basically what makes you feel like that, isn't it?
Yeah, well, they asked if people felt envious, and they said, well, nobody mentioned that they felt envious, and they decided that that was because people were embarrassed to admit that they were envious. So then they said, why do you think other people would be envious?
Oh, that's clever. And that's a projection technique, as it's called in surveying. And gets honest results, because suddenly you don't feel, you think, oh, well, sure, my mate's really jealous. And actually you're talking about yourself. It sort of makes it less personal, but gives more honest answers, at least in theory. So what are the main causes of feeling envious, starting at the bottom, do you think?
It wasn't why they felt envious, it was why they felt frustrated. And the main reason they said was envy. 29.6% of the people surveyed said that it was envy that caused it. 2% said jealousy, which is essentially the same thing.
We'll get into linguistics.
Lack of attention as well. People get worried that they're not getting enough comments and likes and stuff. Know how that feels. Loneliness, which is essentially the same thing as that, I guess. Social isolation, no face-to-face contact. Get off Facebook.
Face-to-Facebook, yeah.
Social problems, having missed something, missing events and contacts, concerts and things. Sad news, frustrating news, uselessness of news, boring news.
Yeah,
no news.
Exactly. So it's basically
news-related frustration.
Yeah, people are being too passive instead of going out there in the world and doing things. But the thing is, you can't do things all the time. So even somebody who lives a healthy life and goes out and has friends, I think everybody falls victim to... Like, I've been... it happens like an evening, when sometimes you haven't made plans for a Saturday night... So you sit there on Facebook hoping for an opportunity to come along, and you end up, instead of making a decision, going, right, I'll go to that event, you sit there and just watch everyone else having a fantastic time, and that, and suddenly it gets to 11 o'clock at night, it's too late to go out anyway, and you end up staying in and being miserable. At least that's happened to me on a number of occasions, due to sort of indecision, and then I just end up sort of passively browsing and seeing what other people are doing. I can't be the only one that's done that.
No. I think everybody does it. That's the stupid thing, is that everybody feels exactly the same on this issue. Essentially, so it's stupid being envious of it. But the main thing people said was that they got jealous of people's holiday photos and things. Things like if you're going through a breakup and somebody's status changes from single to in a relationship.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Things like that. Or seeing other people having fun with your friends and you're not there, stuff like that.
Yeah, those
But I was surprised that the holiday photos thing was the main one. And not the relationships thing, because I think that would bother me more.
Well, I think it's less commonplace. And also the photographs, you have to... A relationship status comes up as a little line of text, doesn't it? Holiday photos are now very glossy.
Yeah.
And Facebook's really sort of geared its way to display photographs. It's very much image and content-driven, more than text-driven now,
I think. Perhaps it depends what you're more... driven to
it depends.
Want
like
life,
I saw a few of my friends were getting some quite good jobs and going to lots of job interviews. There's a time
that
where
bothers me a lot.
Yeah, I was feeling very bitter and very jealous about that, because I just say, "Yay, loving life! I've moved to London." And you just what's
yeah,
I have
a lot
you?
Of that at the moment, and I'm like, "Oh, go away!"
Yeah, it is irritating beyond and. Trouble is, some of these, but I always like comment, "Oh, well done," or I just don't say anything at all, because. It depends how it's done, isn't it? If they're, you know... Although I don't know, where does this thing... Like, I feel I have to announce big changes in my life on Facebook.
Yeah, if I'm, like, as a freelance illustrator, having a lot of people from my course, I see them saying, another children's book commission, yay! And I'm like, go away. Or the thing that really annoys me is, oh my God, I'm so snowed under with work right now. I can't believe I've got 2 children's books to do by the end of next month. And I'm like... Shut up.
Really?
You know that's going to annoy people.
It's narcissism, isn't it? But I
do exactly the same thing, because if something big happens to me, I want
people
to know.
In order to get anywhere now, you have to have a presence online, and part
of
it is showing people your... Like, I tried a very thin line. Like, I've got to promote myself as a radio presenter and a freelance bozo and stand-up comic, etc. So I've got to talk about my achievements. I've got to brag about them. But then why do I brag about my holidays? Surely I could just leave my bragging to my what I'm trying to do and failing miserably is leave all my boastful self-promotion, like, oh, great gig last night, guys, I'll listen to my podcast. I'm trying to just put that on my pages, my official Twitter and all that lot, but it always spills over into my personal Facebook, because I value my friends' opinion and want them to see what I'm up to.
The thing is, the reason you do it is because it's an online extension of your personality, and so much of our lives are online now that you have to be a person on the internet just as much as you're a person off the internet.
Yeah, I think that's
so
quite,
you have to put myth. Things like that on there.
Yeah, I think that's a fairly true observation. Going back to a lot of people, they do boast, but a lot of it can be completely, it doesn't have to be something inherently boastful. According to this study, people get annoyed, say, when a relationship status changes, or just people talking to their friends, or, you know, common, according to this paper, a huge source of envy is how many birthday wishes someone gets on their wall.
I read that and I thought, seriously?
I can understand that, though. I can seriously...
Does anybody care?
If nobody wished me happy birthday on Facebook, I'd be upset.
Really?
Really.
Because no, it's never because Facebook's told them.
I know, it doesn't mean anything, does it? It's like on LinkedIn, when I got a job a while back, someone sent me a congratulations message. And I was really touched by that, because I hadn't seen this person for a while. Then I realised it took one click and LinkedIn did it automatically. I was like, oh, well, so much for human nature.
But Facebook literally puts up a message to all your friends saying, It's Nicola's birthday today.
It's
wish her a happy birthday.
Isn't it? It's very hypocritical.
That doesn't
because, like,
bother me
I rarely write happy birthday on people's walls. I'd rather text them, actually, or phone them.
Yeah, if I get a text, it's like they've genuinely remembered or it's in their calendar. But if it's on Facebook, it's just because it's on there.
Yeah, and they're like, it's weird. I don't like writing happy birthday to people on Facebook. Yeah, I would be affronted if no one wished me happy birthday. It's an inconsistent viewpoint. Almost as wacky as my views on organ donation. Go to iTunes, type in Idle Talk, and download the last podcast on organ donation. You can hear my wacky and, well, quite frankly, admittedly inconsistent and selfish view on organ donation. But back to the shoutbox. What's been going on, Nicola?
Oh, goodness me. I haven't been reading. Oh, no. Espy says... I imagine it's got a lot to do with perspective. For example, the internet is presently my only venue for social interaction, so perhaps I'm a bit more tolerant than I would be otherwise. Which I guess goes back to the thing.
So if the internet is your only outlook, surely that narrows your horizons and would make you more susceptible to... If you're socialising on the internet more than you are in real life, shall we say. Although it is real life, and you know what I mean? If you're not doing it face-to-face, if you're doing it face-to-Facebook, surely, SB, you're in more of a position to be exposed to feelings of Facebook envy, because you're exposing yourself to it more than some people, I imagine. Call in. Pick up Skype. Skype name is rodders.com, rhodders.com. Who's going to have the guts to pick up the phone and just voice an opinion? Simple question, simple answers. Let's just have some fun. Let's have a discussion. This doesn't have to be sort of a duologue with me and Nicola all evening, does it? also, I think an important thing, quite an important thing, I reckon, with... this report, it talked about peer-to-peer social comparison. Jealousy, negative emotion, stemmed from comparison of lifestyles or possessions, which then results in a feeling of inadequacy and inferiority because of you feel lacking in some department or, you know, of your life. Most of the people on Facebook, they are your friends. They're the people you went to school with. They're the people you're at university with. They're the people you work with. They are your peers. Therefore, socially and age-wise, you're very similar and probably of the same sort of economic wealth. Therefore, you feel you can have a comparison. I am not jealous of the Queen. The Queen has far more wealth and far more possessions than I ever will. I don't envy her because she's not my peer. I don't relate myself to the Queen. The Queen is in another sort of paradigm entirely. Yet, if my friend won the lottery or won a competition who I feel I can more relate to them with, I'd more like to feel jealous, even though they're, you know, whatever their possessions are, will always be nothing compared to the Queen. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, what show was it we did recently where, I think it might have been the Elaine de Botton thing, where were saying that you're more likely to be jealous of people that
In a book called Status Anxiety, Elaine de Botton writes that you are actually more likely to be jealous of your immediate peers.
Yeah.
Because people, like the super rich, everyone goes on, oh, look at them and all their money. But ultimately, no one really cares because they don't view them as part of their social group. And therefore, really, we envy people that we feel we are connected with or at the same level. It's like, well, hell, if he can afford a car like that or if he can get that job, then why can't he's not better than me. If I was, say, let's bring up an example. I am a rock climber. I like to climb rocks. There are a lot of people that are a lot better than me at the climbing centre, and they win competitions all the time. These people have been training since they was 5 and are more athletically gifted than me, so they could beat me every single week. I do not care. Yet if someone who is a relative same sort of skill, same sort of strength to me, I'd feel more jealous because I'd think, well, why the hell, you know, what's wrong with me? I should be able to beat this person. It
yeah,
feels more.
A lot of people
it
on
feels,
my face
just
occur.
Because it is realistically obtainable to beat them, and I don't. That's when feelings of jealousy. In reality, I don't. I'm the least competitive person going, but you see the sort of.
Well, I don't think I am, but a lot of people on my Facebook are from uni, and people that got the same grade as me, graduated the same year as me, and to see them. Even if they're getting the same amount of work as me, or even if they're getting less work than me, I still see them putting up something that they've had published and think, oh, why yeah. are you putting that
According
up?
To this paper, Facebook users, people actively using Facebook are more likely to say that others have better lives than themselves than people who don't use Facebook. I think that's quite an interesting thing to point out.
Very probably.
Mm-hmm. So it's an interesting one though, isn't it? Because... we got any? What about how people use Facebook? That's weird, isn't it?
What do you mean?
It's weird how people differ. Some people just throw everything up there, regardless. Some people genuinely brag.
Mm.
Some people just throw up anything. If they're having a boring day, they'll let everybody know.
I have a lot of friends that don't barely ever post anything up, but I know they're always watching. That's creepy.
Yeah, passive browsing. So we're going to talk about how people use Facebook, and we want to know, do you think Facebook is to blame for this? What's people's opinions on that? Do you agree with this paper? This paper's basically saying Facebook makes people envious, it makes people unhappy, because you're being... The thing is, another thing this paper says, which I think is very... I think very poignant and probably even going some way towards being true. Justified true belief is my tripart. I'm going to go by the tripartite definition of knowledge just to be lazy, because we're not going to have a debate about truth today. But it says that jealousy, it happens. It's just a ubiquitous thing that all humans have. If you have a small group of friends, you're bound to compare yourself, and jealousy will arise naturally. There's nothing you can do. You cannot stop jealousy. But what Facebook does, it intensifies it because it exposes you to an unnatural number of people. I do not have 500 friends. No, I do not have 500 people that care about me.
You don't leave your house in the morning and have people... shoving holiday photos in your face and shouting at you, I'm in a relationship now.
So basically, it
I went out with Sarah last night.
Sort of,
it was so good.
It sort of did you? It just sort of exacerbates what is already here. So we're going to talk about that and talk about how people use Facebook and take your calls and comments after we've had a short break. This is Idle Talk live around the world on the internet on oneradio.org. Thank you for tuning in tonight.
Idle Talk on One Radio.
This is Idle Talk. Good evening. We have been reading a rather interesting paper called Envy on Facebook, A Hidden Threat to User's Life Satisfaction. So basically, we've been talking about people just sitting there, passively consuming, and also people boasting. Do you boast on Facebook? I certainly do.
Yes, all the time.
I do it constantly. I must be nauseating on Facebook. One of my friends the other night, they told me that they got so frustrated with people on Facebook, they had deleted or hidden. You can hide people's statuses, and
I've done that,
they will
yes.
never ever know. So they had gone through their Facebook and pretty much hidden everybody's statuses, and I was shocked and surprised and a little bit pleased that they hadn't got rid of my statuses yet.
That's true.
I was like, wow.
I've done that with a lot of people from uni, and I know some of my friends have too.
So why do people feel the need to boast on Facebook? I don't know. It just seems to be... I think it's some way to... This paper does go... It talks about how to combat the Facebook envy. We'll talk about solutions to it in a minute. But I had a message in from Chris, has written in. I asked her, does Facebook make you jealous, and is it therefore bad for you? He says, no, I think some boorish individuals use Facebook to go out of their way boasting smugly about themselves, thus infuriating others. I don't think Facebook inherently fosters jealousy or unhappiness. Thanks for that, Chris. Steve writes in and says, I use Facebook for lots of reasons. I DJ, I want to promote my show via Facebook and Twitter. I also join Facebook pages of bands I enjoy. And sometimes I like it when bands I follow boast and post pictures of them having an amazing time. You kind of, there is a positive side of sort of living vicariously through others. And
I love that word.
And I'm not going to say it again then. Living.
Please.
Sort of by proxy through others. And there is something quite enjoyable about that. It's a bit of escapism. Like, some people watch films, I might just read somebody's Facebook update. You know what I mean? It's sort of like that. You know what I mean?
It's like, oh, a live
soap. I can't believe I just said, do you know what I mean? I'm absolutely.
Do you know what I mean?
You know what I mean, right? Absolutely ridiculous. Thank you, Morrissey. Yeah. Steve says he doesn't. He says he takes people boasting with a pinch of salt. There's another cliche. Thank you. But what
the thing is,
I think
we
what Steve
know
is trying to articulate.
We know that we do it ourselves, and when so other people do it, you know that the reason they're doing it is for the same reason you're doing it. Probably because they're envious of other people and they're trying to make themselves sound better.
Yeah, I don't.
And probably quite a lot of it is hyped up as well, and not entirely true.
What the one about the paper? I think a lot of it's hyped up.
Yeah, no. I mean, a lot of what people put on Facebook, good things about themselves, sort of hype things up.
Yeah, they do massively exaggerate, don't they? Like, I had quite a good night. No, I had a brilliant night.
Epic night.
Yeah. God, another cliche. Not going to press that button again.
No.
It will ironically become its own cliche. So basically, people post all sorts of things. This study goes into such detail. It's wonderful. It says how people post on Facebook. Male users have been shown to be more self-promotional content in the About Me and Notes sections on Facebook, and they attempt to communicate their accomplishments and establish their social standing. Women, on the other hand, stress their physical attractiveness and sociability. True, my Facebook feed is flooded with girls that I don't really know pouting.
Oh, looking, I tell you what,
wearing
that
a ton,
drives me
wearing
mad.
A ton of makeup and standing around looking in nightclubs.
Just the thing that annoys me the most is in your bedroom, like girls sitting in their room, like with their camera at arm's length, taking photos of themselves, like, and they post it with a caption, new hair or something.
Going back,
it's like, it's not about your hair.
Going back to what you said about Facebook being an extension of our own personality, it's our self, it's another projection of ourself, really.
What you want to be.
So that sort of goes to, or it's slightly different. You were saying it was like an extension of your personality. So therefore, there is a certain amount of truth, or that people, I reckon they think that if it isn't documented on Facebook, then it might not have happened. That's why people document their relationships. They talk about holidays. I didn't go on. I had free Wi-Fi. I went on holiday. I made people very jealous. I put up some amazing pictures from when I went rock climbing in Spain.
I just felt happy that you'd had a good time.
And
I didn't
died
feel
falling
like,
off a cliff. Yeah.
Also that, but I didn't feel jealous. I felt like, oh, good, he had a good time.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's
maybe that's because I don't like climbing.
Yeah, perhaps. But I don't know. Maybe if I went on, I don't know. What do you like? Art holidays? Does that go? Do you know? I think it's not a problem. I like people having fun. It just depends how they do it. And it depends on my mood at the time. But no, it's like an extension of yourself. So basically, you have to put everything on Facebook. It's not necessary. And you have to assert yourself, otherwise you don't feel like a real person. I think people, honestly, relationships have been very weird. I don't think you're going... It is the assumption with our age group that you're not going out with someone unless it says so on Facebook. It's not official. Being Facebook official has gone from being just a glib little funny comment to being a genuine institution, isn't it?
Yep.
Like, that's very strange, isn't it? And then I met someone once who didn't have Facebook, and I was very suspicious of her. I thought it was very weird. I think I called her a Martian. That's sort of charming of me, wasn't it? And then I thought, hang on, maybe I'm the weird one. I'm the one that's sharing my life to, well, there are people that know me, but some of them are merely acquaintances. So I don't know. It's a funny one.
People post the most interesting things they can think of about themselves, and it's like a extension of you want to portray yourself as.
Let's face it, right? It is weird when you find someone who's not on Facebook. You think, well, what's wrong with them?
Yeah, right? It is. My friend deleted his Facebook account a couple of days ago, and all all the people that know him are all texting me going, oh my God, he's deleted his Facebook. What's going on? Do you think he's having a crisis? What's happened? Do you think he's lost his job? Blah, blah, blah. And it's like,
a lot of girls delete their Facebooks after they break up with someone because they don't want sort of the, it's like having the tabloid press after you, isn't it? Like, yeah. All your friends start commenting and like, it's fine. It's fun to say, oh yay, I'm going out with someone. Isn't it lovely? I think, well, you know, because if some people are quite proud to have finally found a boyfriend or girlfriend and they want to show them off, and then suddenly when it all goes tits up, they don't want to say I've broken up with them now, because then they feel inadequate.
Also, when if you break up with somebody, you've got that log there of all photos that you've got of the two of you together,
and the chat,
things you're tagged in.
Have you ever
and things, yeah,
you made the mistake of ever going back through somebody, back through the instant message of someone, yeah, you were once close with. That's very weird. That's, it's like
I've
going
had
back
a lot of very sad times.
Terrible, isn't it? Yeah.
Look how happy I was.
it does seem a bit like that. Like, you go back to the first message, it's like,
I think that's a main reason why a lot of people delete their Facebooks, because you can't just go through untagging everything, and it's just...
So, what does this paper suggest we do to combat Facebook envy?
Get rid of Facebook.
But then that comes with its own impracticalities, because now you could become socially isolated, because a lot of things are organised on Facebook. A lot of social events I only know because of Facebook, and it makes people very difficult. We got so used to being easily contactable that if suddenly someone's Facebook gets removed, they're likely to be, not deliberately, but sort of just accidentally forgotten and left off things.
The really annoying thing is, it's actually a very useful social tool, and also a very useful business tool as well.
Yeah, so, like, I don't think anybody would be listening to Idle Talk right now if it wasn't for Facebook.
No, exactly. Yeah, that and Twitter. Any social networking, it's almost essential now, because that's just how people live. It's like deciding to never leave your house ever. Which, you wouldn't do. It just makes everything so much more difficult, because nobody texts or emails or phones anymore. Well, they do, but
no, it's so much easier. It's gone down, hasn't it? It's very, very odd how suddenly our entire way we interact with each other has changed. I guess it was more gradual, but it seems sudden, doesn't it? Like, it was happening over a number of years, but you suddenly compare the last five, it's very, very bizarre. So what else can we do? A lot of people compensate by bragging themselves, and it just becomes then a self-perpetuating thing. People are jealous because people are boasting, people are jealous so they boast,
and that's what I said about people hyping things up.
Becomes an infinite envy machine, sort of a perpetual envy machine, doesn't it? It's rather a strange phenomena. And I guess, well, Steve had a good comment, didn't he, about how to, in fact, he comes to the same conclusion as this paper, more or less.
Yeah, he said, if Facebook makes people jealous, maybe they shouldn't use it, or would they maybe just be jealous in real life instead?
Yeah, exactly. Or why, how about you just delete or hide the status updates of people who make you jealous? If someone has amazing skiing holidays and you can't afford to do them, Just don't getting angry. It's not their fault. They're just doing what everyone else does. They're doing what you do. It's just you haven't got anything interesting to share. So hide their photographs and get on with your life. I think it happens. Trouble is, you go on Facebook when you're bored or when you have nothing better to do a lot of the time.
That's very true.
That's when you're most susceptible
you're really
to being upset and bored. It's really weird, isn't it?
Yeah, I didn't think about it like that, but...
SB says, my status updates are full of nonsense, self-loathing, interesting articles, bizarre conversations and images I have found on assorted websites. Rarely do I post anything boastful. Yeah, that's true. Like, you are a weird one to follow, SB, and you intrigue me. You post weird pictures and God knows what. It is an interesting one. I wish you hadn't... Why did you delete your Twitter, SB? That's one to know. Is that something relevant to tonight? We've got 3 minutes left, but tell us quickly, why did you delete your Twitter?
Steve is also talking about only the fact that it's actually only 30% of people that have said that they think that envy is one of the main causes of frustration, and that 70% are actually not frustrated or not envious. But I don't know if that's true. I don't know whether that's just because that's what came into their head when they were answering the survey.
So, yeah,
surely the majority of people would experience it. It's a natural human reaction to other people's happiness.
So,
or am I just a terrible person?
No, I think, because like I said, people people are naturally envious. If you have peers, you're going to compare yourself to them. You do it naturally.
I think every single person must do that.
This just exacerbates, because instead of comparing it to five friends in the office, you're comparing your life to 500, 600, whatever, how many other friends you have.
Whoa, you have a lot of friends. You do have a lot of friends.
Let's quickly go through Facebook, and just, I'm not going to mention people's names, but let's find out what people are posting. This is kind of... a friend and his girlfriend have said they're watching a video on a loop. So he's basically by proxy boasting about his relationship, sort of, or wanting to share people. One of my friends is participating in a dance video, which is kind of cool. But then I like that. This doesn't make me feel jealous because I don't like dance, and I'm happy that they're doing something cool and constructive. So let's have another scroll through the old feed, and then we better say goodbye. People have pictures of people horse riding. Okay, now I'm jealous. Someone looking dopey, looking out of a train window. It's just a lot of it is just very spurious. A picture of a cat, a girl pouting. Etc.
A boy pouting.
Metrosexual blokes everywhere. Very, very strange and peculiar world we live in. So closing remarks then. I think Facebook isn't to blame, but it has exacerbated it, and we need to keep some sort of... We just need to hold in the back of our minds that it's not the whole world having fun. We've just got a... And we're not that miserable, really. We've just got a weird viewpoint. We have too many... We're overexposed. We've got to remember that Facebook, it saturates you with social content, and as long as you keep that in the back of your mind, I think it can continue to be useful.
And they're all doing the same thing as you are, just filtering out the boring stuff and just posting not the good stuff. So it's exactly the same.
But I think it really does hold a microscope to the neurotic and I think frightened nature of humanity,
where we
are desperately seeking each other's approval.
It's terrible. and yet we want this horrible
contradiction. We want to assert our individuality, but at the same time, almost contradictorily, we want to be part of the group, part of the herd. Yes, we're all individuals, seems like a fitting quote to end the show on. Thank you very much for listening tonight. Next week, we are talking to Josh Matthews, a student at the University of Reading. We're going to be talking about paradoxes and the vagueness of language. This has been a good show tonight. Thank you very much, Nicola.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in. This is Idle Talk. Get the podcast on iTunes.
Bye.